Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, September the 8th. And I tell you, there's a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk a little bit about Afghanistan. It looks like the government of Afghanistan is a collection of the old Taliban and some of the graduates from Guantanamo. Why is anybody surprised? We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. Governor Abbott seems to be, as they say, pinching the Democrats wherever it hurts. And Dr. Fauci, good old Dr. Fauci, I don't know. I think Dr. Fauci needs to be really seriously thinking about moving on. Not a bad man, but I just think that there's too controversial. When you're the top scientist in the country, you're not supposed to be that controversial. That just takes away some of your credibility. I do want to begin, though. I want to begin with some examples of how crazy the country is getting. Our politics, our people are just getting crazy. I don't know how else to say it. I wrote an article today over at the American Thinker talking about the city of Portland. The city of Portland, you know, the city that has been almost on a nightly basis under attack. Well, the city of Portland has decided that they're not going to do business anymore with Texas because of the abortion or the, you know, the heartbeat. It's really a heartbeat law that the governor signed in May and was just recently the subject of a lot of controversy. So the city of Portland is not going to do business with Texas. Exactly what does that mean? I'm not sure. I don't know how much business we do with Portland. I think what they're really talking about is maybe city officials traveling to Texas. But again, I don't know how much business we do with Texas or with Portland, but I guess we're not going to do any more because they're angry at Governor Abbott and the heartbeat law. So you figure that out. It makes no sense to me, but then Portland, the whole leadership of Portland makes no sense to me. Here's another example of how crazy they're getting on the left. Over at MSNBC, they were having a panel the other day, and the hostess or host, is it a female? When it's a female hostess, is it a hostess? I don't know. The lady who was hosting the program, I'll put it that way, said that maybe we should look into collusion between red states and the Supreme Court. Because, as you know, recently there have been some big victories for red states in the Supreme Court, not just the heartbeat law that recently was controversial, but lots of other things where the Supreme Court has been favoring or at least agreeing with red states. And somebody at MSNBC suggested that maybe we should look into some kind of collusion between the Supreme Court and red states. I mean, that's just crazy, but that's what's happening on the other side. They're going crazy. And here's another couple of examples of just, I guess, everybody going crazy, not just the left wing. President Biden was over in New Jersey, I think it was, visiting the damage, and people were literally calling him names that I could not repeat on television, on radio. And then at football games, people are screaming things about President Biden. Look, folks, I don't like the guy either. I think the guy is a disaster, and I'm not even sure he's going to survive politically. But come on, let's show a little respect for the President of the United States. And then finally, now this one is really nutty. In California, you know that they have a recall, and Larry Elder is challenging, well, he's not directly challenging, but if the governor does not make the recall, then Larry Elder would likely be the next governor of Texas, because they actually have two votes in California. The vote to recall, if that one goes yes, then you vote for the person who would replace the governor, and by all indications, that would be Larry Elder. So Larry Elder is campaigning, and a bunch of people show up throwing eggs at him and wearing a monkey mask. Now, do you agree with me that there's a little racial connection there? A monkey mask and throwing eggs at, or a donkey, I guess, mask and a monkey mask and throwing eggs at a black Republican? Does that upset anybody over at Black Lives Matter? Does that upset anybody over at the left wing? I don't know. I guess it doesn't. But it really shows you, these incidents that I've just shared with you, are just example of how crazy we're getting. And that usually when people get that crazy, it doesn't end well. I'll just put it that way. It doesn't end well. And there's a lot of other examples. These are just the four that I could think of in the time that we have today. Well, let's talk about Afghanistan. They have a new government over in Afghanistan. And surprise, it looks just like the one before. There are no women in the government, no diversity, as they like to say. And I guess the United States government is very angry about that, saying, well, they have to live up to the standards of diversity, women in government. But it ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. They're not going to have any women anywhere. I guess they're going to have girls in schools, but they're going to be segregated from men. But, I mean, this is the same government as always before. And then to really, really make it exciting, these four people who we gave up for that Marine or that soldier several years ago, two of them, I guess, are part of this government. And apparently, I don't know the guy's name, but one of the people, I think the defense secretary in the new government, is somebody that is wanted by the FBI or by the U.S. government for terrorism. So this is your new Taliban government. These are the people that we are negotiating with to get Americans out of the country. These are the people that we are entrusting to somehow live up to the rule of law. And somebody or somehow, we're going to negotiate with these people to get whoever is left back there out of the country. Now, there's all big story in the news today that apparently there are some airplanes over in Afghanistan. They don't let the people leave, and they're using the excuse that the people don't have all the proper documents and so on. But again, this is a result of the weakness of the Biden administration. This is what happens when you let terrorists dictate the terms. The Biden administration should have told the Taliban whenever, we are going to get our people out, and we will leave Afghanistan when we are totally, completely satisfied that our people are out. If you don't like it, that's your problem. But our people are going to be there, and our people are going to make sure that these Americans or American allies get out if they want to. Now, not everybody wants out. I know that. That's true. Not everybody wants to leave. I understand that. But most people do. Most people who can do leave. So this whole thing has become a mess. And again, it all goes back. It all goes back to this horrible decision that was made to let the Taliban set the terms of our departure. That's not the way it works. We set the terms of our departure. We decide when we're going to leave. And we should have kept that Air Force base open, and that should have been the point where we would control the exit of people. So a total disaster in Afghanistan. I'm sorry, there is no other way to explain it. There is no other way to explain it. I know some people wanted to get out, and they really wanted to get out. As I've said many times, I was not one of those people. I always felt that we should have maintained at least a military presence, leave a couple thousand troops in an Air Force base somewhere where you can go in and out with aircraft and have the ability to keep an eye on the terrorists. But that's all gone now. That's all gone now. That ability is not there anymore. We're out of the country. But as you can see in the polling data, a lot of Americans are not happy that we left the country the way we did. In fact, a lot of Americans are very unhappy. And President Biden's polling data keeps dropping and dropping and dropping. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Well, this is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, and Governor Abbott of Texas has become the man that the left just loves to hate. I mean, I thought it was DeSantis in Florida, and it may still be DeSantis in Florida because I think the left, I think a lot of Democrats see DeSantis in Florida as a likely person to run for president if President Trump decides not to. But Governor Abbott is making or getting their hatred, or let's say sparking their hatred, because of pieces of legislation that he's signing. The voting integrity law that he signed into effect, this is the one that drove the Democrats out of the state. I mean, I have never seen more lies about a piece of legislation than what was said about that voting integrity law. It doesn't keep anybody from voting, and the evidence of that is that Hispanic Republicans have no trouble voting in Texas. Not a single Hispanic Republican has complained about the law, the voting integrity law. I mean, the Democrats keep talking about vote repression or whatever they call it. Again, not a single Hispanic Republican is complaining that he cannot vote because of the way we do it in Texas. So the vote integrity law, that just drives him crazy. And the one that I think has driven them to the extreme is what we call the heartbeat law. And that is a piece of legislation, the one that the Supreme Court did not take up. That is a piece of legislation that basically says that if a woman goes in to get an abortion, before the doctor begins the abortion, he has to check to see if there is a heartbeat in the baby that she is carrying. And if there is a heartbeat, there cannot be an abortion. It sounds to me like a pretty good idea. I support that. But the left is really going nutty and saying a lot of things about Governor Abbott and the state of Texas that are just absolutely over the top. And I think what's happening is that the heartbeat law is not one that the left is accustomed to arguing against. Because for years, whenever we talk about abortion, we talk about the woman's body and the woman's body and how the woman owns the body and she controls her body. In this case, of course, the woman's body is not the topic. The woman's body is, in a sense, secondary. What we're talking here is about a little baby with a heartbeat, a little baby with a heartbeat that is evidence that there's life inside that woman. So this is really getting nutty. The left is just going nuts over the heartbeat law, and it's all being directed at Governor Abbott. And he can take it. I'm not concerned about that, but it's just absolutely nutty. Now, I mentioned Dr. Fauci at the introduction. Dr. Fauci, I think, honestly, has become a political liability. He is simply too controversial. Now there's a big story about, remember the argument that Dr. Fauci and Senator Paul had over at the Senate hearing, that Dr. Fauci had lied to the Senate or to the Congress? Look, I cannot tell you today that whether he did or didn't. I honestly don't know. There is a story that suggests that he did, that he had some information about that lab and all of that. And if that's true, then he did lie. But I'm not going to sit here and say that I know for a fact that he lied. But I can tell you this, that when you're the top scientist in the country and you are that controversial, you are that political, and you create that kind of argument among people, maybe it's a good thing for you to leave and step aside and put somebody on that job who's not controversial. Again, I just don't know how else to say it, but we don't need somebody in that job who creates that much controversy. The man in that job or the woman in that job should be somebody who everybody believes. Everybody, you know, listens to what he or she has to say. But Dr. Fauci, half of the country doesn't listen to him, and that's not a good thing. So it may be time for Dr. Fauci to consider, you know, leaving and retiring and letting somebody else take that position. Well, we remember on this day in history one of the most controversial presidential decisions of the 20th century, and that was President Ford pardoning President Nixon. This happened about a month after President Ford became president, and it was huge. I mean, the response to that decision was controversial, and there was a lot of hatred back then, too, about that decision. But over time, I think it turned out that President Ford was correct, and eventually the JFK School of Politics or whatever at Harvard actually gave President Ford a profile in courage for making that decision. Now, I always felt that it was the right decision when he made it. I understand people who didn't like it, but I thought it was the right decision. He had to put Nixon behind him, and he made the right decision. But, man, he probably cost him the 76 election, probably cost him the 1976 election. But we remember today a very controversial pardon of Richard Nixon by President Ford. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later.